A new poll finds the presidential race in Wisconsin is a dead heat. Of course, this is Wisconsin. We're used to incredibly close elections. It's Thursday, June 27th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, the state Supreme Court is asking for an investigation into a leak that revealed plans to hear an abortion case. And a staff member at the state's youth prison has died after he was assaulted by a 16-year-old inmate. That and more news is coming up after the break.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The latest poll from Marquette University Law School finds Wisconsin's presidential race remains about as close as it can get. Anya Van Wagendonk breaks down the numbers.
Marquette found that President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are locked in a 50-50 split among registered voters. Charles Franklin directs the poll. He said Biden has taken a 51-49% lead among likely voters.
This is such a small difference, I don't think you want to make much of it.
When third-party candidates were added to the mix, Trump led the field. All the numbers were well within the survey's margin of error. In the U.S. Senate race, incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin leads Republican challenger Eric Hovde among registered and likely voters. Franklin said that race could tighten as more undecided voters get to know Hovde. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee won $2.1 million in federal funding for affordable housing from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development yesterday. The money will be used to expand the city's growing MKE plan. That's an effort aimed at increasing the number of affordable housing options across the city. There are more than 95,000 households in Milwaukee struggling with high housing costs. That's according to HUD. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said the money will be put to good use.
Because I want more housing options for city residents and neighborhoods all across Milwaukee. And today's grant announcement will substantially assist in that effort to make those things come true in our city.
The announcement comes as rents are rising across the city. A new study from Forbes Advisor found Milwaukee was one of the 25 worst cities for renters across the nation. Wisconsin's Chief Justice is asking law enforcement to investigate following the leak of a draft order. As Sarah Lear reports, the document indicates the High Court will take up a case over the status of abortion in Wisconsin.
In a statement, conservative Chief Justice Annette Ziegler says the entire court condemns the apparent breach of confidentiality. The document leaked to Wisconsin Watch indicates that the state Supreme Court will eventually hear a lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood filed that petition earlier this year, a few months after the court flipped to liberal control. It asked the High Court to find that a right to abortion is protected by Wisconsin's constitution. Planned Parenthood has been providing abortions at several Wisconsin clinics since last fall. That's after a Dane County judge ruled in a separate lawsuit, concluding that a 19th century state law does not actually ban abortions if they're done with a pregnant person's consent. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin is seeing an active storm season this summer. Officials say staying up to date on weather warnings is the best protection. Jonathan Naylor is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in La Crosse. He says the state has been in a weather pattern conducive to severe storms. He encouraged residents to have multiple ways to receive tornado warnings or other alerts, such as a weather radio.
Making sure you have your phone charged for any wireless alerts you might get for tornado warnings, paying attention to local media, things of that nature.
He says people should have a plan for where to seek shelter during a tornado or how to get to higher ground during a flood. The National Weather Service has issued flood warnings along the Mississippi River and a number of other Wisconsin waterways in the southern half of the state. A staff member at Wisconsin's youth prison has died following a fight with an inmate. Robert DeAndrea has more.
Corey Proke suffered a head injury during an altercation Monday night at Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Schools in northern Wisconsin. He was 49. Department of Corrections spokesperson Beth Hartke says a 16-year-old inmate assaulted a staff member in a residence hall and then attacked Proke's. The first staff member was taken to a hospital, treated, and released. The inmate did not suffer any injuries that required medical treatment. The assault is still under investigation. Governor Tony Evers ordered flags to fly at half-staff to honor Prokes. Lincoln Hills Copper Lake is Wisconsin's only youth prison. The facility has been plagued by allegations of abuse, and a court-appointed monitor is currently overseeing the facility. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, the Natural Resources Board voted yesterday to expand opportunities for hunters to kill does on public lands in two counties up north. The board made the changes as it approved harvest recommendations for the 2024 deer season. Under them, hunters would face buck-only restrictions in Ashland and Iron counties. That's after a dramatic drop in the deer harvest last year. Even so, board members took issue with recommendations that did not allow hunters to kill any does on public lands in Bayfield and Oneida counties. Kevin Shanning chairs Bayfield County's Deer Advisory Council. He says the move will likely face pushback from the public who want more deer.
There is a very large, vocal, strong contingent that does not want any antlerless harvest on public lands.
The board approved 400 doe tags for public lands in each of those counties. While the mild winter is expected to grow the deer herd, a late start to the gun deer season means this fall's harvest may be similar to last year. And that's today's podcast. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Munster and John Davis. Catch us again tomorrow wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again. Have a great day. Take care.